on first down. Ajayi gets no. It's a fake. Pass to Jeffrey into the touchdown. Play action. Osweiler over the middle. It's intercepted. Robinson. Wentz fakes. He rolls. He swings it out to Clement. Clement is at the five. He's in for the touchdown. Wentz fakes. He looks. He is firing it. And it is caught. Touchdown. Wentz comes back to Ajayi again. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. At the 20. At the 15. 10. 5. He dives. And he is in for the touchdown. His first touchdown as an Eagle. Wentz rolls. Pitches to Clement, and Clement walks in. Osweiler takes his drop. He throws off his back foot down the far side, and it's intercepted. Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey, the fourth touchdown pass by Carson Wentz today. It goes to Clement, up the middle he goes, and he's in for the touchdown.
The rookie has his third touchdown of the afternoon. Corey Clement.
Yeah, that was crazy on Sunday. Your Bud Light story of the game brought to you by, of course, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. And our mouths are still open. Our jaws are agape. 51-23. This doesn't happen to the Denver Broncos, but it did.
The Denver Broncos come in here with, if not the best defense in the NFL, one of the best. And our team took it to them from the word go. They actually made that defense quit. It was impressive effort. Coaching staff all the way down through the players. It was a great way to go out there and end that homestand.
We have so much to talk about here, Brian. 8-1. Let's begin by taking a look at the standings in the NFC, because we really haven't done that. And the Eagles sit atop the NFC. And then what you see is New Orleans, and you see Minnesota, and you see L.A. and Carolina. I mean, pretty nice opportunity here for the Philadelphia Eagles. And thank you, by the way, Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins on Sunday for that win on the road in Seattle.
Well, it's just great to see a team put itself in the proper position. They continue to get better week in and week out. They made some errors last week. They corrected those things. Now we're seeing a team that continues to evolve. They're understanding where they're weak at. They try to get strong at those points. It's just great to watch this team go from where they're at week one, where they found a way to win, to where they're at right now, beating up on a great defense.
Here's my turning point of the season. Really, I call it a launching point. Jake Elliott, 61-yard field goal, set up by the Carson Wentz completion to Alshon Jeffrey. And since that point, after that win over the Giants, the Eagles have been crushing teams. Crushing teams. Double-digit margin of victory.
Just think about this. You lose a Hall of Famer in Jason Peters. You lose a Hall of Famer, in my opinion, in Darren Sproles. Ronald Darby's out. Jordan Hicks is out. I mean, these are players that contribute and help you win. This team continues to find a way to win. That's the most impressive thing to me.
Now, so we got all three phases to talk about here. Let's begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And talk about engagement. How about that Eagles offense on Sunday? They answered Denver's opening drive, a field goal drive, with a 75-yard touchdown drive capped off by just a magical play. Wentz to Jeffrey, start of a big day there. Yes. Let's begin with Carson and his performance. Four more touchdowns, Brian. I guess we're not amazed anymore. This kid's the real deal.
I think I'm still amazed. I'm amazed at some of the things he's able to do. He was not sharp a week ago. He found a way to bounce back, continue to get better. The most important thing that he did this week was get the ball out of his hands. He understood the rush that he was going to be facing, but he got the ball out quick. And when you get the ball out quick, Dave, it helps your offensive lineman. It makes your offense look a lot better. It also makes your play caller make things a lot easier for him as well. Carson did a great job of bringing this team along.
419 total net yards, 4 of 4 in the red zone. First down offense was absolutely amazing. 271 total net yards on first down against Denver. And when you start that way, you take yourself out of those third and longs, and it really gets this offense going.
This offensive line played on a different level yesterday. They understood the challenges that they were going to face from this Denver Bronco football team. But they went out there and they dominated. And I'm talking about across the board. Vitae, Wisniewski. Kelsey did a great job of getting out on some blocks. Brandon Brooks is playing a Pro Bowl level. Yeah. And Lane Johnson just did a great job against Von Miller all day long. pass protection, run blocking. These guys did a great job. That's why you have almost 200 yards of running, of rushing, because the offensive line, it starts up front. They did a great job protecting Carson. They look good.
All right, so you talked about the offensive line and the part that that group did in the run game. Let's talk about the running backs and the way that they were used on Sunday. Now, using four backs the rest of the way, very difficult on a game-to-game situation. Wendell Smallwood might not even have been dressed had Zach Ertz been up for this game. But the fact is, this whole complexion of the group has changed. Since we got together last week, trade for Jay Ajayi, what do you see in Jay? Big touchdown run. Certainly has a lot of aggressiveness when he runs the football.
Yeah, I love the way that he runs the football. He's an aggressive runner. But the thing that separates him is that he has the ability to make a jump cut and explode into the hole. He does a great job of going from 0 to 60. And then at the point of contact, now it's a fist fight, he does a great job of getting those extra yards. That's the big difference there. You kind of see the same thing with Corey Clement. He does a great job of exploding through the hole. You saw that explosion on one of his touchdown runs. And yeah, I think LeGarrette Blount continues to come along. If he gets his pads a little bit lower and explodes a little bit more, I think he'll be a more effective runner.
I want to spend some time here on these running backs. Jay Ajayi, one of the wraps here with him is the knee, the bone-on-bone condition. You played with a bad knee. I don't know if your condition is similar. How does he get through? How do the Eagles manage him through, and how does he perform the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, way before I got drafted, I tore my ACL in 96. I didn't get drafted until 2002. And so it took some time of me nursing my knee, continue to stay on top of it. That's the same type of thing that he's going to have to do here. Chris Peduzzi and the medical staff do a great job of taking care of their players. I have no worry about that. I just think Jay needs to make sure that he's icing it. He's doing all the types of treatment that he can to make sure that he's available on Sundays.
Can he stay healthy and productive the rest of the season?
I think he can. Yeah, he certainly can do that. He's not going to be the guy that's going to carry the ball 30 times a game. You have Blount. You have Corey Clement. Those guys will still split some carries. And so you're not asking him to carry the ball 25, 30 times a game. So that load is not going to be on those knees.
On Sunday, we saw Clement score three touchdowns. One of those touchdowns, Brian, a middle screen. The screen game hasn't been super effective this year. It was against Denver. Why did it work, and what role do you see Clement playing in this pass game as a running back?
I think the screen game was struggling just a bit because your guards weren't getting out and blocking very well. And Doug did a great thing. He went to the middle screen. So now the guards don't have to go as far towards the sideline. They can almost stay in place and then work their way upfield. Now you have a defense that's aggressive. They do a good job of getting after the quarterback. They had no clue the screen was coming. It opens wide up. Then you get a ball carrier like Corey Clement, who does a great job of carrying the football, running through arm tackles, finds a way to get into the end zone.
We have not even mentioned the wide receivers who, against the no-fly zone, got open big time against man-to-man pressure. Alshon Jeffrey, two catches. He had a big game. The Eagles without Zach Ertz at tight end. Brent Celek steps up. Trey Burton steps up. It is true here that these Eagles, and Alshon, I really think for a moment here, let's give him some kudos. He's hung in there. You know, he's not getting the 95 catches a year. Doesn't seem to bother him at all.
It's weird. You go into games, and I look back at the stats, and I'm like, well, this guy had four catches. This guy had four or five catches. Carson does a great job of spreading the ball around, and you can tell from this offense that no one is selfish. You don't have a me guy. They understand as long as we're winning and the ball is being spread around, you're making the defenses have to play their entire width of the field. It's a great thing. This offense has flourished because of it.
And I believe this, Brian, last thing about the offense. When Carson Wentz stands up in front of the media after a big game like he had on Sunday, you know what he talks about? He talks about everybody else. Yeah. I think that unselfishness begins with number 11.
Well, it starts at the top and works his way down. Carson does a great job of pointing out everybody else did a great job. He's always going to get the credit. That's what happens with quarterbacks. But he does a great job of sharing that credit with the guys around him. That makes a big difference, especially in the locker room.
I mean, we could talk about the offense all day. 197 rushing yards. Yeah. I mean, just against a real – Von Miller?
The best run defense in the league. They did a great job of finding the holes, especially for the running backs, creating the holes with the offensive line, who really stuck out yesterday because before, you're talking about last game, they just weren't very good. The offensive line dominated yesterday, and you don't hear this very much in the NFL circles. This defense was one of the best defenses in the league, Dave. They quit. They quit early in that football game. They quit early, like almost the latter part of the first quarter. And so that's because you dominate a team. The offensive line started that.
No greater compliment to the Eagles and the Eagles offensive line. That is a look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. Much more to get to here on Eagles 360, a look at the defense and the special teams. But when we return, some All-22 review, a look at some of the big plays from Sunday's blowout win over the Denver Broncos. We'll be right back. This portion of Eagles 360 was brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new Buffalo Bacon Signature Crafted Recipe. Enjoy this sandwich on your choice of buttermilk crispy chicken, grilled artisan chicken, or quarter pound beef patty. I'm loving it.
For self-improvement, I wanted to go back to college.
I was going down a path that I didn't really want to go down.
Community College of Philadelphia was best for me.
There's no age that is too old. Come here, you learn, have fun, you know, have a really good result.
With my degree, I can start the nonprofit that I've dreamed of.
I want to expand on the knowledge that I had and continue to grow.
I want to help my community.
I want to do something that I love to do.
That's why I go.
And that's why I go.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We are back. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. Well, in a game of many big plays, we're going to isolate on two of them here. It's our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia, Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell talking about the connection, Carson Wentz and Trey Burton.
All right, Greg, so you and I talked all week long about this Eagles offense going up against this Denver defense and how they would react to multiple tight end sets. Now, obviously, the Eagles in this game without Zach Ertz, but Trey Burton, Brent Celek, two very capable receivers, and we got to see how Denver would match up to those two tight end sets.
Don't you just love good offense when it works really well, especially when it's the Eagles? See, the thing about this is the Eagles understood they went with two tight ends here. This is 12 personnel because you've got Celek up top, you've got Burton down below. Now, they knew how Denver would play this. Denver plays a lot of man coverage. So what you get here is down below on Burton is you get a linebacker because they put the safety up top on Celek. So now you have Burton on a linebacker. That's the matchup that the Eagles wanted. So what do? They run what looks like a basic route concept. It's slant flat. It's in the Eagles playbook. Everybody runs it. Basic stuff. But what they do is they make this sluggo, slant and go with Burton. And they do that because he's on a linebacker. So it's a physical mismatch. They feel really good with Burton running this route against Brandon Marshall. So let's take a look at it here. Right there, he breaks inside. There you go. What do you get? Breaks inside right there. Ready now for the go part of the sluggo. And look at the body position right there of Brandon Marshall. He's basically attacking the slant part of the route. So he's beaten right now, even though there's a four-yard cushion. He's beat. And then this is just a great throw by Wentz. Throws it to the outside, puts it exactly where you want to make that throw, outside, away from the defense. Great design, all starting with their personnel and their formation.
The Broncos were known as a team that had been giving up a lot of yards to the tight end. So the Eagles go in, they say, all right, if we're going to put multiple tight ends on the field.
Which is part of their offense.
We're going to see how we match up. And they obviously like that matchup there with Trey Burton against Brandon Marshall. Great game plan, great execution from the Eagles offense. Really a lot of things going well for this team going forward.
Thanks very much, guys. Look, Zach Ertz was down. We found out at 11:30, 90 minutes before the game. I was on the WIP radio show, and everybody was going, oh, my gosh, this is going to change the game. Yeah. How will the Eagles get points? Well, they got points by putting in Brent Celek and Trey Burton, and Trey Burton came to play and made a great catch on a ball that was there for the taking.
I was one of those people that wondering, what are we going to do without Zach Ertz? We understood that the Broncos struggled versus tight ends, and I thought Zach would have a great opportunity. It turned out that Trey Burton, kind of waiting in the wings, has done a great job, and when he had an opportunity presented to him, great route, sluggo type of route, which is basically a slant and go. Carson does a great job of pump faking him. He has a linebacker on him, which is bad because Trey is one of those guys that's an athletic guy. He can go up and catch the football. We took advantage of a defense that shouldn't have been played that way. Great throw, great catch.
And let's talk about Brent Celek here, who had an opportunity. Look, he's really sacrificed a lot in his career. As a Philadelphia Eagle, he's become the best inline blocker as a tight end that this team has. So he's given up a lot of those early opportunities when you were here.
Yes.
He was a pass catcher.
Yes.
He's still going to be a pass catcher.
Brent Celek is one of the toughest, hard-nosed guys, team type of guys that I've ever played with. He's a guy that can go out and run someone over. He'll get just as excited if you run someone else over or score a touchdown. Brent Celek is a team. He's the type of guy that Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas have went out and tried to search for. A team guy that all he wants to do is play football, hard-nosed guys, and those are the type of guys can win for you.
And I want to – let's file this one away, Brian, later in the show. I want to talk about a characteristic of this football team that I'm not sure that we could talk about in previous years, and that is the Eagles are physical.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that
and
a little later. I mean, across the board, but let's talk about that later. One more film review here presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Fran and Greg talk about Jay Ajayi. What a debut he had on Sunday.
So the score is 24-9, and now we get one of the biggest plays that I think fans are most excited to see in this game. It's a long touchdown run for the newly acquired running back, Jay Ajayi. Greg, let's break this play down.
And this was the fourth touchdown of the first half, which who would have thought that against the number one ranked Denver Bronco defense coming in? And see, what you're going to see here, this is basically an inside zone run, but because of the nature of the Broncos' front, what they're going to do is they're actually going to fold the center, Kelsey, around Wisniewski, the left guard. But what's really critical here, Fran, is Wisniewski, because Wisniewski has the single block at the point of attack. So if this block does not get made, this run doesn't happen. So Wisniewski does an awesome job, and let's watch him right there and just run this and freeze it right here. That's about as good as it gets right there. That is not an easy block at all because that allows Kelsey to get around. Brooks is now up to the second and to the third level, and this is really impressive. And what it does is it clears the entire left sideline for Jay Ajayi, and we can run this, and you can see, oh, it's so well done. Brooks ends up getting two just by the nature of the block, and Ajayi, clear path to the end zone, scores, and that really put the game away. That was the fourth touchdown in the first half, made it 31-9 at the half. And as you and I discussed watching the game, we didn't think that Brock Osweiler at that point would bring the Broncos back.
Now, the Eagles had coming into this game, the Eagles had scored 25-plus points seven straight times.
Yeah.
The Broncos hadn't done it once in seven times. So once you got to that point, you felt pretty good about an Eagles victory. And in that play, you get to see Ajayi's breakaway speed. You saw his physicality throughout the course of this game.
Yeah.
So a really good debut for him. But then also, just this Eagles offense just keeps on going on the ground. It was really good to see going into the bye.
Fran and Greg, thank you very much. Brian, we've talked a little bit about the new number 36. First of all, how do you feel watching a number 36 out there?
Well, I'm glad that he got into the end zone. I think Ajayi did a great job out there. It's kind of weird to see a bigger guy wearing my number, but I'm happy that he got into the end zone.
Okay, and what kind of impact do you expect from him the rest of the way?
I expect the same type of impact. You know, Doug did a great job of putting in a package of plays for him that he could be comfortable with, that he can just go out there and be himself. Offensive line provided some running opportunities, and you actually see in this play the great effort from Vitae, Jason Kelsey, Wisniewski at the point of attack. Then you see the big fella, 79, Brandon Brooks, taking first he hits the linebacker, then he runs down 15 more yards down the field and knocks down two people, leads the way for the running back. Jay did a great job of getting into the end zone.
Brian, we've long associated the concept of the West Coast offense with being soft.
Yes.
Right? This is not soft at all, what we're seeing. Am I right? I mean, this team is trucking people.
What we're seeing, a physical brand of football and attitude. And I think Doug has brought a culture here that we're going to be a nasty, physical brand of football. And that's what this team has really adopted. And when you watch the offensive line, Lane Johnson beating up on Von Miller. He pancaked him early in the game. Vitae doing a great job of kick out blocks. The big fella, 79, Brandon Brooks doing a great job of getting downfield and leading the way for your running back. That's what it's all about. If you want to win games in the NFL, especially in January, in February, hopefully, you have to win up front. They did a great job with that.
And that portends well for the rest of the season, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
January and we hope February. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I mean, I'm not getting ahead of ourselves.
Well,
right?
No, you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But here's the important thing. You're getting better every single week. Guys are doing the right thing. They continue to find a way to win.
Well, we got more to get to here on Eagles 360. We're all laughing here. It's all good times.
That's right.
When you're 8-1 with seven consecutive victories. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. The special teams, not a great performance, but we'll get into that. And the defense shutting down, as we thought, Brock Osweiler on Sunday. Another big win for the Eagles. And the defense should have some good news coming in the weeks ahead. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, cast your vote, and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, where we really love food. Try one of our signature starters, from wings to nachos with either crab or buffalo chicken steak. Our ultra-thin, hand-tossed pizzas with our homemade marinara sauce are unbelievable. And of course, we're best known for our seafood. Crab seasoned the Chickie and Pete's way to amazing mussels and clams cooked to order. For great food and drink on your next night out, it's gotta be Chickie's and Pete's.
Back, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. The Eagles, of course, enjoying, for a change, a win. You usually turn the page very quickly in the NFL. No need to do that with a bye week here. So we all are luxuriating in the big win over the Denver Broncos. And the defense really setting the tone early in this game. Big takeaway, the interception, one of two on the day. They got after Brock Osweiler. Let's talk about just the defense as a whole, Brian. Missing Jordan Hicks. You know, they've had injuries in the secondary. No Ronald Darby. The front four is setting the tone. So let's begin there.
Well, if you want to win, we talk about on the offensive side in the trenches with the offensive line. But our defense wins in the trenches as well. And it makes it easy on Jim Schwartz when you have four guys up front that make it impossible to run the football and impossible for a quarterback to get comfortable in the pocket. You've seen in previous weeks, Kirk Cousins, a lot of other quarterbacks are not comfortable. Brock Osweiler yesterday was not comfortable at all. He understood where the blitz was coming from, where the rush was coming from. And we continue week after week, bring in subs, bring in Barnett. You bring in Chris Long. You bring in other guys up front, and they continue to do a good job. Brandon Graham is still a beast. Fletcher Cox is still a beast. Vinny Curry is not getting the sacks, but he continues to impact the game on every single play. These guys are coming in droves. I appreciate what they're doing up front, and it makes everyone's job on the defensive side of the ball much easier.
Yeah, and teams just can't run against the Eagles. Best run defense in the NFL, and it's not close.
Well, they're a very stingy defense, and this is how your offense helps your defense. When you have an offense that continues to score the ball, not just field goals but touchdowns as well, now you make the defensive job a lot easier because teams, they have to throw the ball. Now you get those four rushers up the field, you make a team one-dimensional, and this defense continues to explode.
And in the back end, Brian, look, a lot of questions coming into this season about these cornerbacks. No Ronald Darby, but we take a look here. Rasul Douglas and Jalen Mills, Patrick Robinson with the early interception on Sunday. What a great job Corey Unlin has done coaching them up, and what a great job these guys have done assimilating into the defense.
These young guys, especially at the cornerback position, were the big question mark coming into the season. They've done a great job of making sure that they are not the weak link. They continue to play aggressive, confident football, especially with the help of the guys up front. But they continue to compete every single play. They're getting the ball back to the offense. That's the most impressive part.
And that is the defensive look. I mean, Brock Osweiler didn't have a chance.
No.
So not a whole lot to talk about there. And we'll get this group rested up. Hopefully Ronald Darby comes back. for Dallas? I would think he would be.
That's the scary part, though, David.
I know. You're talking getting better.
On paper, your best cornerback hasn't been healthy since week one. He's going to come back to a secondary that's doing a great job already.
And he will add a level of athleticism that really isn't there. The Eagles have gotten by and done well in the secondary, but now Darby gives you a chance to match up with the speed receivers on the schedule the rest of the way. So it's good times for
good
the defense.
To have.
Good times for the special teams as well. Another missed extra point. Are we at all worried about that, Jake Elliott?
I don't think you're worried right now. Obviously, what didn't really matter. I think you have to figure out what's going on. Are you slipping when you're planning to kick the ball or something? We need to figure that out because there are going to be some games where you need that field goal. You need that extra point, and we can't have those types of things.
But Jake Elliott is money from distance, from in close. He is banging his field goals. Donnie Jones having a great season. Gave up a bit in the return game. But, okay, so teaching points, coaching points. Don't let them get too fat and happy.
Anytime that, as a coach, you can win, but you have some coaching points, you have some things to yell at the guys about, that's a good thing because that's how you motivate the guys. That's how you keep them coming back. That's how you keep them hungry.
And there you go. That's our look at the win over Denver. What's ahead for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. We've got Doug Peterson, head coach, in studio on Tuesday before he gets away and relaxes the mind and the body during the bye week. We've got Eagles game plan for you later in the week on demand. And we return with Eagles 360 here a little later next week. Tuesday, we'll come back, we'll relax, enjoy the weekend. You can enjoy the weekend?
Will you watch football? I won't. I want to be prepared and ready only for Eagles football. We're headed into the home stretch. This is where you make your hay. November, December football. The Eagles have a great opportunity here.
And the Dallas Cowboys, let's talk about the Cowboys. A very good football team. Yep. Very good win against Kansas City on Sunday. Ezekiel Elliott, he won't be playing against the Eagles.
I don't know. Who knows these days? Yeah. I mean, how do you tell whether it's going to be an appeal, whether he's going to play? I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what, this defense doesn't care. They need to go out and do what they've done in the past. If they do that, I think they can handle Zeke.
I would almost really want to see him on the field. I want to see the best against the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
And the Cowboys may be the second-best team in the NFC right now.
We'll take that. Yeah. This is a good chance for us to show how good we are. We faced the best defense on last week. We were talking about yesterday. Now we have a chance to face an offense that we want to be able to stop. Good barometer for us.
Good stuff here. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us here on Eagles 360. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have yourself many great Eagles days.